Soon after Reimer took office, he issued an executive order to halt the payment of unions from state paychecks. Instead of complying with the order, Munger sought the legal opinion of Attorney General Lisa Madigan, a Democrat, who declared the action was out of the governor's authority. At the same time, Munger has praised Reimer's proposed budget for not spending more than the state is taking in, a constitutional requirement rarely followed in Illinois. But over $2 billion of the governor's plan is predicated on savings from a suggestion to switch state workers into a pension system with less benefits, something that Democratic leaders says has little chance of actually happening. Munger ignored that provision, instead saying next year's budget is far from final.
What the governor has put forth in his budget address is a starting point for discussion for how to get us to what I think will be the first balanced budget that we've had in more than a decade. From there, we'll see, you know, what we can and cannot pay.
Munger says her office is focused on dealing with this year's budget, which has run out of money with over 3 months left in the fiscal year. I'm Hannah Meisel.